W3ICF Teston from St. Albans. W3ICF clear.
W3ICF, WB3GXW.
Yeah, WB3GXW, W3ICF. Yeah, John, I'm here in St. Albans. Just checking to see if I'm going to be able to get into the conference tonight. Hope this laptop holds up. How's it going with you?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Are you, that's right, the Nets tonight at 8 o'clock, isn't it?
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. I tried to make arrangements to see if maybe Al could switch that thing up there on the mountain or not. I sort of miss you switching them up. I understand there was some question about switching them. You always have authorization to switch my repeater up and down. Remember your 3ICF.
Okay, yeah, my daughter had an issue getting to her doctor's appointment up in Frederick yesterday, so I appreciate it. I will not abuse it, and you sound just fine. Are you going to connect to the conference server tonight or to the repeater? Over.
Well, when I'm down here, about the only thing I can do, if no one else is connected to repeater up there, which Al says he's going to give it a whirl there tonight, if he doesn't get it connected, I will connect in, and then I will back connect to my repeater. That way it will be on the air. That's what I'm trying for. I'm down here in St. Albans. So I'll just test, and it looks like it will work, I hope. W3ICF.
All right, Phil, very good. Is it any cooler where you're at, over?
Well, it didn't feel it outside, but I think it is a few degrees cooler down here than when I left Frederick up there at noon. So I haven't had a chance to look at a thermometer. We had to take a bypass coming down because Clarksburg was totally gridlocked, couldn't move at all. So there, I just went across on 50, hit Parkersburg, and come down. I had about 30, 40 miles to the trip, but leastways we got here. You just couldn't move up there. I mean, there was traffic as far as you could see. I guess it all started with construction, and it wasn't moving at all. It looked like Frederick on Friday night.
Q.
Oh, that's just lovely. Well, I'm here at the house. I'm staying. Not going anywhere.
Sounds like a good plan, John. Well, let me drop off of here, and I'll check back in around 8 o'clock. I'll give this thing a chance to charge the battery up a little bit, and we'll see what we can do tonight. And maybe one way or the other, because I've got Mike and Al both up there trying to back me up tonight, being since I'm not in town. So somehow or the other, we'll try to have the repeater in there, and it may be linked through me down here, or it may be that Al gets it linked up there. He was going to try to take a team view or something and put it up. We'll look and try to have it on there at 8 o'clock. See you at the net. W3ICF from St. Albans. Thanks for the test, John. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care, WB3GXW. Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Hey, folks, if you're connecting up to the WB3GXW repeater, there's a lot more bandwidth, and it works better if you connect to WASH_DC. That's node 6154. It's KB3JQQ.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
KB3W.
Station calling you, breaking up, Dragon. KG4RRF.
Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey, Quebec, India. Standing by on Echolink.
Hey, Ed, there's a lot more bandwidth on the conference server than there is on the repeater. Node 6154 is the conference server. KB3JQQ.
I'm a net manager over here in West Virginia. Just wanted to tune in to the net tonight.
Roger. Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey, Quebec, India. Clear the Echolink repeater connection and going to the other node. KB3WQI clear.
He's still working very well. I got all that. Okay, I'll stand by. KG Corin.
Okay, AB3WG, and we're going to get things kicked off here on the MDC section conference this evening. in just a couple minutes. I will be your host, and we'll explain a little bit more about that coming up here in about 3 minutes when we'll get things started. AB3WG. WB3GXW, AB3WG. John, you got a second?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. WB3GXW. Over.
Okay. Just before we begin, I was reminded on an earlier net that some of our linked repeaters time out at different intervals. Looking for some direction, please. What would be the best interval we should shoot for tonight? Would be a minute and a half, 2 minutes? What do you think would be a good time interval there so we don't time the systems out? Come back again, John. We missed your transmission there. AB3WG. Okay, let's get things started here, everyone. Welcome. My name is Chris. I am Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. This is the MDC section EchoLink Net for third Friday of each month. We have it here. And I'm going to do my best to be your host tonight. I was asked by Marty, who is out of town, to host this evening's net. So it's my pleasure to do that. And we'll keep things, try to keep things rolling along pretty quickly here. Just a couple of notes that I have, housekeeping items that I'd like to go over. First of all, we want to thank John Creel for the use of the EchoLink server. Thank you very much, John. Always a pleasure to use this system. And we thank you for everything you do to host our conference. So as I said, Marty is out of town this evening and asked me to fill in for him. So I want to thank Marty for not only for all the things he does for our section, but for allowing me to do my best to host the conference tonight, so thanks to him. All right, so my plan for tonight, everybody, is we're going to just get the check-ins going, and then we'll go through some news on the, just not every single item, but we'll hit a couple of highlights, and then have some final comments that Marty has in the section news here. So another thing, I'm going to pause fairly frequently. I'm not nearly the orator that Marty is, so I'll take a break. We'll try to keep it to about a minute and a half or 2 minutes so we don't time the systems out. And so if anyone needs to break in or let me know something, please use your call suffix, and we'll get that accomplished as we need to. And also a reminder, the repeaters that are linked into our system do time out at different intervals, as I understand it. So make sure you keep your transmissions relatively brief. And again, that helps to not time out a lot of the systems that are linked in. So also, one last thing, break. One last thing. If you would, I'll try to keep my eye on the comments section. If you need to scream at me for any reason, please do so in the comments, or just break in, and we'll deal with those things as they come up. So thanks very much, everybody, for being here. Looks like we got a pretty good group checked in. So does anyone have anything for the conference for the net before we get started, please? Okay, very good. Again, my name is Chris. I'm the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. I am Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Let's see if we can get the some check-ins going. And basically what I'm going to do, I'm just going to run down the LinkedIn repeater systems that are listed in the MDC section news listings. There's 10 of them. Then I'll ask for any folks that are on any other systems that I may have missed or that I don't know about. So let's start with the KA2JAI-R repeater, and that's Annapolis. So anyone on the KA2JAI repeater, please, your calls. All right, nothing heard there. Let's move on to WB3GXW-R. That's Calverton. Any folks checking in on that system, please?
Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel.
Okay, Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel, thank you, standby. Any other folks on the WB3GXW-R Calverton machine, please? Okay, very good. Let's move on to Any folks on the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot N3HF-L machine, that's Ocean City. Your calls, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to November 3 Hotel Foxtrot-R, N3HF-R, Silver Spring. Any folks checking in on that system, please? All right, let's try the Whiskey 3 India Charlie Foxtrot, W3ICF-R repeater that's in Frederick. Any folks checking in from that system, please?
KC3IEF.
Kilo 3 Delta Oscar. Whiskey 3 Foxtrot Delta Kilo. Roland, I'm mobile, and no comments, but I'll just be listening for a while.
All right, let's stand by, folks. I've got a couple stations that I'm not hearing. Just remember, when you key your mic or your transmit, just wait a second before you begin to transmit so that things can link up. I have Kilo Charlie 3 India Echo Foxtrot, and then after that there was an Oscar station. Can I get your call again, please?
Kilo 3 Delta Oscar.
Very good. Kilo 3 Delta Oscar. Thank you. Now, after that, there was a Foxtrot Delta Kilo station. Can I get your call again, please?
Roger. The call is Whiskey 3 Foxtrot Delta Kilo. And the name is Roland. And I'm mobile, so I have no comments for the net, but I did want to check in. W3FDK mobile back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Whiskey 3 Foxtrot Delta Kilo mobile. Thanks very much. No comments. Got you down. Appreciate that. Be safe out there. Then also there was a Kilo Alpha India station. Can I get your call again, please?
Chris, I think that was KA2JAI, Juliet Alpha India, WA3TOY.
Okay, Roger. Thank you. Kilo Alpha 2, Juliet Alpha India. Got that. Thanks very much. All right. Any other stations from the Whiskey 3 India Charlie Foxtrot W3ICF Frederick machine, please?
N3 Zulu Papa Charlie.
All right. N3 Zulu Papa Charlie. Thanks very much. All right. Very good. Let's go ahead and move on to our next server, Kilo 3 Charlie Alpha Lima, K3CAL, that's Sunderland. Any folks checking in from... All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to the Whiskey 3 Sierra Mike Romeo, W3SMR machine, that's Brandywine, please. All right, very good. Let's try the November 3 Romeo Oscar, that's Frederick, N3RO. Anyone checking in from that system, please? All right, sounds like someone's trying, but we're just not getting any audio, so maybe we'll come back to that. All right, let's try anyone on the St. Mary's County machine. That's Whiskey 3 Sierra Mike Delta, W3SMD. Anyone on that system, please?
This is KB4FA, next to the copy KB4FA.
All right, that station checked in. Give that to me again a little slower, please. I did hear you. I just need it a little slower. Once again, please.
Yeah, next call, this is Kilo Victor 4, Foxtrot Alpha, going to Silver Spring. Coming.
All right, I got the Kilo 4, and you're a little scratchy. I'm having a bit of trouble getting your call sign. Let's have you try it one more time, please. Give it to me twice phonetically.
This is Kilo Victor 4 Foxtrot Alpha. KB4FA, going to Silver Spring.
All right, believe I got it that time. Yes, Kilo Victor 4 Foxtrot Alpha. Thanks very much, and thanks for sticking with us. All right, very good. And let's go ahead and move on to our next linked repeater. This is AB3WG for net control for the Maryland Section Echo Link Conference. Let's have folks checking in on the Kilo 3 Golf Mike Romeo. That's Chevrolet. Anyone on the K3 GMR repeater, please? All right, nothing heard there. And at this point, I've run through the list. Let me call for any stations that are on any other systems, any other linked repeater systems that I have not mentioned. Or if you're on, if you're just joining us and you're, I've already gone to your repeater, please check in at this time. Any folks from any other linked repeaters, please, your calls.
Well, how about some RF links, KB3JQQ.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Let me know what's, how should we call for the, I can just call for any stations that are coming through RF links. Let's have those calls, please.
W3ICF, linked in from St. Albans, West Virginia. This is Phil, W3ICF.
Okay, W3ICF, thank you, Phil. Good to hear you as always. Any other folks that are linked in, RF, any other repeater systems, anybody I may have missed at this time, let's have your call signs, please.
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, M. Bowie.
Okay, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, good evening, thank you, stand by. Other stations from any RF sites, RF links, or other repeater systems, please. All right, KB3, KWT, Paul, we got you. Thanks very much. Got you down here. KB3, KWT, stand by. Other stations, RF or linked repeaters, please.
November 3, Victor Bravo Japan from the Brickyard here in Indy. We're also coming in RF.
Okay, very good. November 3, Victor Bravo Juliet. Good evening, Jerry. Thank you for joining us this evening. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the next portion of the activity tonight here. Again, my name is Chris. That's Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra. I am the Baltimore TrafficNet manager. I've been asked to host the conference tonight, so thanks everybody for being here. And what I want to do at this time is just go through the section news a little bit and highlight a couple of things that I think are of interest, and then we'll get to everybody for comments, and maybe we'll wrap it up early. I'm not sure how long this is going to take. I'm not quite the orator that Marty is, as I've probably mentioned before. But let's go ahead and see if we can get a couple things out on the floor here. So let's take a break. We'll let everything reset, and then we'll get started with the section news. Stand by. Okay, very good. All right, the first item of interest that's in the section news here is a little blurb from the Laurel Amateur Radio Club, and they have set up a mentoring program. I'm just going to kind of briefly quote what's in the section news here. Laurel Amateur Radio Club, after their VE exam sessions, from about 11:30 to the end of the test session, they're going to have folks available to answer questions from new licensees or from anyone in the amateur radio community who would like to drop in. So it says here they're going to have cables and the chirp program to help folks program their Chinese handhelds, and I know that's always helpful, especially for the new folks. So let's see. This month at their session on Saturday, July 15th, they will have some hands-on demonstrations of digital modes. So lots of stuff going on at the Laurel Amateur Radio Club. And while we're in here on this topic, if there's anything that your club is doing, I know Marty always welcomes input from the section. If you have anything of interest, please submit that to Marty. His email is kb3mxm@arrl.net, and he's always looking for things to put in the section news. So that's that piece. Take a break. Been asked to do general check-ins. I'm not quite sure what that means, Kurt. I've got everybody listed here on my screen. Do I need to check for other folks? I
wonder if you were going to acknowledge the screen check-ins, WA3TOY.
Yeah, I've got those folks, Kurt, Jerry, KA2JAI, W3ICF, Milford's in there, WB3GXW, John, then Phil, Scott, Rob, W3I, WI3N, Jim, N3Tango, Juliet, Oscar, and GXW-R, WQI, and W3TDH. That's the list I have at this time. So thank you folks for checking in. Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate that. I probably should have done that. So very good. All right. Stand by, and we'll continue on with the NBC section news.
You got to click on the thing there, and 2 pages down, there was a few more underneath the Tom, KB3JQQ.
Very good. Thank you for that. Yeah, KB3WQI, okay, now we see Ed in there, and Tom W3TDH, got those folks. Okay, great. All right, let me turn the timer over here. So the next thing we want to go over is just some upcoming hamfests, and the next one that's listed here in the section news is the Berryville Hamfest and Computer Electronics Show. That's on Sunday, August 6th. And that's at the Clark County Raritan Fairgrounds in Berryville. So that's coming. Then after that, we have one in September. Actually, there's a couple in September. The first is the Virginia Section Convention. And that's at the Virginia Beach Convention Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Then moving on, we have the CaraFest. That's on Sunday, October 1st at the Howard County Fairgrounds. I know a lot of folks on the conference tonight have been to that HamFest. It's always a good one. So those are the three, really, that I wanted to mention. Berryville coming up here in August, then Virginia in September, and then the CaraFest coming up in October. And does anyone on the conference tonight have any other hamfests that I know there's a bunch more listed here in the section. I'm not going to go over all of them, but if anybody wants to mention any other hamfests, please do so now. Okay, very good. And let's continue on with some other items in the section news. And this is taking a lot less time than I thought it would, but we're doing pretty good. It's almost 8:30. So, here's an item I wanted to bring up. It says here the MDC Section Central Region DEC, that's District Emergency Coordinator position, is now filled. And I know that's important. I know the section is always looking for folks to fill those roles, the emergency coordinators and the District Emergency Coordinator roles. Aries, RACES, and Emergency Communications, please also let Marty know. One of your section staff, they'll get you started on filling some of these roles. Anyhow, the gentleman Jay Nardone, Whiskey 3 Sierra Charlie Alpha, has filled this Central Region District Emergency Coordinator. So we welcome him to the section and thank him very much for his upcoming service. Also, take a break. Also, I know there are several counties that do not have emergency coordinators, and I know Marty mentions this just about every time he runs the conference, so I'll mention them here. Most of these counties are on the Eastern Shore, so it's important that we get these roles filled with the weather we have during the summertime and so forth. So Allegheny, Carroll, Dorchester, Kent, I think that's Quantico, Somerset, and Worcester, all are looking for emergency coordinators. So again, if you're interested in Aries races type activities, these are very worthwhile positions, and we're looking for folks over in those counties on the Eastern Shore to fill these roles. So if you have interest in that, or if you want to move up from a current position for perhaps, let Marty know, and he'll get you in touch with the right folks. So that takes care of the section emergency coordinator piece. Take a break. Queen Anne's County, thank you. Yeah, I kind of guessed on that one. Thank you very much. All right, also coming up next here in the section news, we have a new reflector that's been introduced. This is the ARRL MDC Section WinLink Training Group for P2P, that's peer-to-peer, and hybrid networks, or MDCQRV for short. So a new section reflector has been implemented for P2P and hybrid networks. So you can make use of that. It says here to sharpen skills and fine-tune your configuration files. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but if you're into digital modes, I think you'll understand what that means. So take advantage of that. It's available for your use. Stand by. Take a break. Okay, and finally, here in the section news, we'll wrap things up. It's almost half past. I've taken up just about as much time as I've wanted to. We'll get to comments just here shortly. We're just coming off of field day, and here in the next section, we're going to go to comments. We'll allow everybody to comment, give us your comments, what's going on in the section. So. I know Marty and Mr. Brown, KZ3AB, got around quite a bit. Marty said he went to 14 field day sites on the Eastern Shore, Western Shore in D.C. and Southern Maryland. So then Mr. Brown got around 539 miles, and he got to 15 field day sites in Western and Central Maryland. So. Hopefully those folks who showed up at your field day site, I know he showed up at our local club, and it's most appreciated. We thank both of those folks for getting around to all those field day sites. I know that's a lot to do. So, also, we're coming off of Xenia, formerly known as Dayton. So when I come to you for comments, if you'd like to talk about that, I know it rained a couple days out there. There were some issues, but overall it sounded like a great event. And also, if you would like to speak about your field day activity, please tell us anything that perhaps wasn't working and you were able to correct that, some things you might want to do different in the future, things like that. So, all right, let's take a break and then we'll start our comments. AB3WG, section-wide EchoLink conference, stand by. Okay, so I'm going to start with the folks on our linked repeaters and other RF folks for comments. So let's start with KC3IEF. KC3IEF, any comments for the net tonight, sir? All right, let's go to Kilo 3 Delta Oscar, K3DO. Any comments for the net from you tonight, sir?
All right, well, on the topic of Xenia, it was, I like the new location. If it wouldn't have rained, it would have been great. The mud made it a little bit challenging, so. And there was a few little problems, but they were cut out over time, so I think they made a good decision on that location. And for field day, we had a great turnout for field day this year. We actually set up in a Walmart parking lot. We try to do that every year, and good people would come up and ask us what's going on and show them what amateur radio is all about. And this year we stuck up an 8-foot helium balloon with an NFED antenna on it, and that caught some attention from people, too. So that's about it, though. So, send back over to net control. This is K3DO.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that report, and that's pretty much what I understand was the case, so I appreciate that. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. All right, let's go. Okay, Whiskey 3, Foxtrot, Delta, Kilo had no comments. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. All right, let's go to KA2JAI. KA2JAI, any comments for the net tonight, please?
Good evening, Chris. Maryland Mobile Mutual will be hosting a license examination session on Tuesday evening this coming week, the 25th, at the National Electronics Museum in Linthicum, Maryland. Back to you, Chris. This is KA2JAI.
Okay, thank you very much, and appreciate you joining us this evening. All right, let's go to November 3, Zulu Papa Charlie, M3ZPC. Any comments? Okay, nothing heard there. Let's move on to Kilo Victor 4 Foxtrot Alpha, KV4FA. Thank you for joining us. Any comments for the net tonight? All right, nothing heard there. Next on my list, we have Phil, Whiskey 3, India, Charlie Foxtrot, W3ICF. Phil, always good to have you here on the conference. And any comments for the net tonight from you, please?
Yeah, good evening, Chris. Doing a fine job there, and I know what it's like to start backfilling for a real good person. I run into that when I'm trying to help out Mark here on the National Capital D-Star Net. But you're doing a fine job. And the only other thing I'd like to add, I want to thank my people up there. I'm down here in St. Albans, West Virginia, about 340 miles out of Frederick, Maryland. And they're doing a good job getting some other people out there and interested in coming in on the net. I want to say thank you, guys. And also, they made the connection. Now, I think it was one of my guys that made the connection into the conference server tonight, because I wasn't able to do it from down here. A lot of new hams in the Frederick area, and my hat's off to each and every one of them. Back to net control, W3ICF.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much, and I appreciate those words, and we have a great bunch of hams doing some great work here in this section, and we always want to highlight that, so thank you for bringing that information to the conference tonight. All right, let's go to Milford next on my list, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Any comments from your station tonight, sir?
From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. I got too much technology. I got two screens going, and I don't know. But anyhow, it's a good net you're running tonight, Chris. You're doing a fantastic job. The only thing I wanted to mention was that August the 1st, which I believe is a Tuesday night, is the National Night Out in Prince George's County. And the Prince George's Aries team is going to have several sites set up. And here in Bowie, it's at Allen Pond Park. Other cities that have parks or emergency centers there where people gather. So that'll be Tuesday night, August the 1st, and it's very short, probably between 6 and 8, but they'll be on most of the HF, let's put it this way, they'll be using HF bands, VHF, and UHF, voice and digital, and if there is somebody, then possibly some Morse code. Around on Tuesday the 1st of August, we would enjoy having you around and catching us on the net. I believe you can go to the National Night Out website and get the frequencies. If not, why, you can send a letter or an email to Prince George's Aries. I'm sure they'll get the information to you. So with that, I'll say again, good job tonight, Chris. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in Bowie.
Okay, very good, Milford. Thanks very much for that information. It's most appreciated. And this is the kind of stuff we look for. I know the folks that are checked in here are looking for this kind of information, so very much appreciate you bringing that to the conference tonight. It's that's what we're here for. All right, so let's go to one of our BTN folks next on the list, KB3, KWT, Paul. Always good to have you here on the conference. Thanks for joining us. Any comments from your station tonight? All right, you just dropped out there, Paul. Not sure if you had any comments. Give us another try. Give me one more try. KB3, KWT. Okay, gotcha that time, Paul. Thanks very much. I appreciate you joining us here. All right, next on my list is another one of our BTN net members. That's November 3, Victor, Bravo, Juliet, Jerry, and I understand you're joining us remotely this evening. I want to thank you for being here on the conference tonight. And any comments for the net from your station tonight, N3VBJ?
Good evening, Chris. I had to wait a couple of seconds for the satellite to switch over. We're here in at the Brickyard in Indianapolis this weekend, and for NASCAR, we've got several racing officials here in the racing electronics trailers listening. We're also listening to the KA2JAI repeater coming in on my remote as well. A couple of quick notes. Field Day 2017 was great for the Aero Amateur Radio Club. Couldn't ask for better weather. We made a lot of contacts and had a lot of good times, and looking forward to doing it again next year. A couple other quick notes. Tomorrow morning is the quarterly Skywarn meeting for coordinators and spotters at Dulles Airport at the National Weather Service. Perhaps maybe Tom, if he's still in there, can elaborate times and locations, places to get in, and so forth. A couple of other quick things coming up in August. The Maryland DC QSO party, Sciaramity contest from the Essex Sky Park that weekend, and we'll be using the call AE3RO. So anybody here in the section would like to come visit, we can certainly get you on the air, or you can just come hang with us and see some of the crazy stuff we do. With that, Scott, we'll be listening here in the trailers. And 3DBJ from Indianapolis.
Okay, Jerry, thanks very much for bringing that information to the conference tonight. I know there's a lot going on. And probably another thing we should just put out there again, just to reiterate what Jerry just said, there's a lot of opportunity in Skywarn for folks that are interested in that system. The ground truth is extremely important. I know on our net, on our little local traffic net, it's very important to get that information so that we can disseminate it out. And so if you're interested in that, there's classes available, and you can contact November 3 Victor Brover Juliet. He is the Northeast Skywarn coordinator for that information, and we can get you started on your spotter's requirements. So that's good information there. All right, take a break, and then I'm going to go to all my folks on the checked in through on the computer screen here. AB3WG MDC section conference, standby. All right, let me go to we got WB3GXW, N3WIG, Milford, I think, already. Let's go to Father Al, W3YVQ, while we still have a bunch of time here. And Al, T-Section Conference, your comments for the net, please, W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. Good evening, Chris, and congratulations on taking a seat in the chair driving this bus over here. And for those who are not familiar with Chris and the Baltimore Traffic Net, Chris has been the net manager for the BTN now for a number of years. And he has brought as a new ham a remarkable capability of exposing newcomers to message handling through the Baltimore Traffic Net. And he does so with a gentlemanly flair and pleasantness, which is most characteristic of the amateur's code. And he is the kind of people we love to see participating in amateur radio activities. And he shares that quality of relationship that promotes the friendliness that we all enjoy in amateur radio. And Alpha.net was founded in 1995 by me to provide a place for newcomers to be exposed to directed traffic nets and traffic handling. And it's in the central card here on the 145.33 machine, no tone, at 6:30 every night. So everybody's welcome to join in who can hit the machine. There are a variety of receive sites all around the upper central corridor area here. Break. And for our NASCAR officials and others, I'm sure Jerry can answer more detailed questions, but briefly, the National Traffic System and Radio Relay International provide messaging service all over the news, lay people. The normal radiogram type messaging that we do is very much akin to a Western Union radio telegram. We use an address to route the message through our system of nets to get it to the local delivery area, and an amateur in the local delivery area will usually make a phone call to the addressee. Those messages are formatted with plain text without punctuation or case, but the radiogram can also carry full email formatted text, like the texts that are used in the FEMA type message forms, popularly known as the ICS forms for Incident Command System. And we also, in addition to maintaining voice and CW networks that meet regularly all across the country at known times and frequencies to move that traffic, we also have a completely automated digital traffic network, break. And that network consists of a number of automatic digital nodes which are arranged in hub fashion in each of the three areas of the country so that a station can insert a message digitally into the hub for his local region, and that message will be automatically forwarded anywhere in the country 24/7 to the closest point to delivery, at which point a digital relay station pulls the message off and passes it on a local net for delivery by whatever means are appropriate, including telephone calls or a digital connection directly to a served agency. And thirdly, we operate a system called the Radio Email System, WinLink 2000, break. And that is a system that allows us to transmit messaging in the full email format in exactly the same way you do in your normal email application, where you create a message with a to-line and a copies line and subject line, etc., and a fully email formatted text with upper, lowercase, and punctuation. That is a nationwide, in fact, global messaging system. It's virtually real-time and can be accessed over the internet or by VHF or UHF radio to local gateway stations, of which there are about 1,000 in the country, and also by HF radio or shortwave radio, so that it can be reached 24/7 from anywhere in the country, and messaging is available for download by the addressee within a few minutes maximum of the time it's posted. Right? And both the digital traffic network and the radio email system allow our emergency communicators to go into the field under FEMA, ICS, NIMS, National Incident Management System strategies with the Incident Command System, and provide communications from anywhere in the country, even in the deepest gullies of West Virginia or in the mountains of Colorado, and still be able to reach one or the other of the various gateways to insert traffic into the system. A very powerful cadre of resources to supplant communications in this country if the internet goes down or conditions locally warrant a support of infrastructure that's overloaded or out of service. And they call me in my emergency communications roles for years. Whenever I called fellow amateurs out to provide emergency communications at odd hours of the day or night, I would stay on the air with them until they all got home. So I was like a father who was waiting at the door to see what time they got home at night, and mainly to be in a defensive position in case their wives wanted to know why I kept them out till 3 o'clock in the morning. However, my last comment, for those interested in ancient history brought into the reality of today, break, half of our manual net operations and our messaging services nationwide operate on continuous wave radio telegraphy, and the other half on voice, except for some of the local nets that operate on VHF or UHF FM, which Jerry can explain to you gentlemen. But the CW half of the operation can handle about twice as much traffic per hour compared to phone because of its efficiency and the fact that we can hear between our dots and dashes and can be easily interrupted to request a repeat or a fill. And the abbreviated code signals that we use on CW allow us to really move a lot of traffic very efficiently. But we encourage all the amateurs in section and everywhere else within listening range to grab their keys once they get their license and learn the continuous wave technology. It's quite simple. You have to learn dots and dashes and spaces. And the spaces are free traffic, which are goodbye. And I hope that helps put some perspective on things. And I'm sure folks would be glad to answer questions you all might have. Our basic traffic handling documentation is posted on our NRL-MDC.net. And it's down under general information. Basic traffic handling voice, basic traffic handling CW are both there. And the MSN net, shown in our net tabs, is also up at the top of the web page under its own tab, is a training net. Everyone's welcome to learn their CW there. You're given an individual instructor whenever you can check in. There's no rigid schedule, and you can do it at your convenience. 7-3 all. Have a great summer. Stay cool. W3YVQ.
Very good. Thanks. Thanks much, Father Al. Always a pleasure having you on the conference and as a mentor for the many years that I've been a ham, but this couple years that I've been a ham. It's been my pleasure, and it's great to have you on the conference tonight. All right, let's go up to Kilo Bravo 3 Sierra Papa Hotel. That's Jeff. Any comments from your station tonight? KB3SPH.
Thanks, Chris, and good evening, everyone. Nice to hear everyone in the net. I just wanted to mention our Fort Washington Amateur Radio Club is having an exam session on Wednesday, August 9th, and we can be found on the Find a Test session at ARRL.net. If you could encourage anyone that needs an exam, please check us out. Back to the net. This is KB3SPH.
All right, very good. Thanks very much. Let's move to Tom, Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel. Your comments for the net.
Thank you, sir. What I have for you is a reminder that tomorrow and Sunday we may be looking at some severe weather, and I'm the assistant coordinator for net management. And I want to remind everybody that in this particular forecast office area, we have an anybody can play rule, which means that you do not have to be a trained spotter. As long as you're willing to follow what's read on the net, we'd welcome your help. Because we'll need ground truth. There is a small chance, around 20%, that we could be in a derecho situation come Sunday. And for those of you who remember the last time we danced with that young lady, it wasn't a fun time had by all. So if you just, when you know there's severe weather going on, you can hear it or the news comes across your cell phone or whatever, please consider jumping up on the 147-300 machine and giving us a hand with your reports. Just listen for a while so you can hear what we're looking for. And if there's nothing going on in your area, you don't need to tell us that. We don't need sunshine reports, but we do appreciate reports that meet the criteria we read on the air. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, very good, Tom. Thank you for that information. And, I don't even want to hear the word derecho. That was a tough one. So thanks very much for bringing that information. All right, let's move to, I'm not sure if I got Kilo Bravo 3 Sierra Papa Hotel. Jeff, your comments, please.
Roger, Ned, you already got me. Thanks. Back to Ned, KB3SPH.
All right, sorry. Thank you. Let's see, Jerry, we got ICF, Milford, ICF. All right, let's go down to Scott, KB3JQQ. Scott, thanks for helping us out here tonight. Your comments for the net, please.
All right, nothing really going on here. Sun finally went down, but still hot out, way too hot out. What do I got here? I'm showing 88 degrees out, and I stuck my face out. It's still warm and humid. Other than that, just watching the Orioles lose again, so I'm going to let you get back to net. KB3JQQ.
Okay, thanks, Scott. And as always, thanks for all the stuff you do behind the scenes to help me out on the Baltimore traffic net. I'll just say it publicly here. You've been a great help to me as a net manager, so I appreciate all the emails and the information and all the stuff you send me. Very much appreciated, so thanks very much. All right, let's move on. Let's go to WA3TOY. Kurt, Kurt's also a Skywarn rep, and WA3TOY, a great net member on the Baltimore Traffic Net and on MEPN. Your comments for the net, Kurt.
All right, Chris. Yeah, I just recently became the NCS for the Wednesday night edition of the Baltimore Traffic Net. They needed a representative, so I excuse me, volunteered for that. And Tom
W3JQQ,
others will be going to the Skywarn meeting tomorrow. And as Tom said, anybody's pretty much welcome. So if anybody wants to go, they can contact one of us and here, I guess, right after the net, and we can give them information on where to go. With that, back to you, Chris, WA3TOY.
Okay, thank you very much, Kurt. And let me see who I'm missing here. Let's go to, we have Pam, Kilo Bravo 3 Sierra, Whiskey Sierra. Pam, thank you for joining us on the conference tonight. Your comments for the net.
Thank you, Chris. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra, and I am checking in through Echolink with my cell phone this evening, so it's good to hear everyone tonight. Back to you at the net, KB3SWS.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Pam. Glad to have you with us tonight, and the Echolink works great on the cell phones. I have it myself, so good to have you with us. All right, let's go to Rich, AB3WR, another BTN member. Rich, your comments for the net, please.
Yeah, AB3WR here. I don't have a lot to say other than, Chris, you're doing a great job, and thanks for doing it. A lot of good information being passed back and forth. So with that, I'll return it back to you, AB3WR.
Good, thank you. I know we're running over. I'm trying to get through everybody as quick as I can here. Moving on. Steven, Kilo Charlie 3, Delta Sierra Oscar, KC3DSO, your comments, please.
Kilo Charlie 3, Delta Sierra Oscar, Steven, to everyone on the net, it's good to hear everybody. This is my first time checking in. I'm a member of PG Aries, and there was a couple of things I was going to bring up, but other people already hit on them, and I know we're running late, so I'm just going to say thanks for running the net, Chris, and everybody have a good evening. KC3DSO, I'll be clear.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And, here, let's go to NI2W. That's Butch. Boy, you're all kinds of stuff, Mr. Butch. NI2W, MEPN, Net Control Station, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Mr. Butch, your comments for the net, please.
Good evening, Chris, and good evening to everyone else on the net this evening. I don't have a lot to say. I was just listening to all the comments this evening. It's been a while since I've been here, and I keep forgetting, but tonight I remembered. That's what happens when you get old. You forget a lot of things. Take care, Chris. Good job. We'll see you on the MEPN. This is NI2W.
Buddy, if there's anyone who I haven't gotten to and you would like to, if you have any comments for that, I'd like to have you check in. Just give us your call sign now, please. Anyone who I haven't...
K-
Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey Quebec, India, with a comment.
Gotten to. KB3WQI, Ed, go ahead. Your comments, please.
Good afternoon to the group, KB3WQI. I would recommend going to Berryville. I've never been to the Hamfest, but I'll tell you, it's a beautiful town. And at least when I went up there for a work appointment, I had to go to the physician's office that's next to the Kubota dealer. It's a nice town, beautiful town, and I'm sure it's a nice Hamfest, too. I've heard a lot of rave reviews about it. I'd like to try to get up to it in September if, as long as I'm not hurting and able to move around. You know, when you have your chest split open and then wired shut again, it makes doing some things difficult, like breathing, coughing, surviving. So we'll see what happens. Anyhow, everyone have a wonderful evening. This is KB3WQI.
Okay, Ed, thank you. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your words tonight. All right, let's, anyone else that I haven't called, or if you have any other information, any further business comments or questions for the conference tonight, this is AB3WG MDC Section Conference.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Whiskey Yankee Golf, go ahead.
Yeah, very quickly, Derek mentioned the QSO party. It seemed to drop off on my end. The Maryland MDC QSO party is August 12 and 13, and we'd like to have as many of the hams in and around the Maryland area to join us. If you have any questions about or want to find out more information about the Maryland QSO party, please go to our website, the Anne Arundel Radio Club website, w3victorpaparadio.org, and on the top you'll see the tabs and find the one for the QSO party, and they'll give you all the information you need about it. So look forward to seeing everybody on that QSO party, and thank you very much again for the evening. Good night.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much. Thanks again for all that great information. Appreciate it. All right, let's have this last call, and anybody else, anyone else who I haven't called or who would like to make a comment on the conference tonight, we're getting ready to wrap this thing up. It's been a great time. I want to thank everybody. Anyone else, final call tonight? Okay, very good. Well, I want to thank again John Creel for hosting our conference server. An excellent job, and we so appreciate you here in this section. Thank you, John. And I want to thank everybody who joined us this evening. I had a lot of fun doing this. I know it wasn't quite as professional as Marty does it, but I think we got a lot of good information passed out, and perhaps we'll convince Marty to have some other folks run it in the future. But for now, we will say 7-3 to all. Again, thanks, everyone. Had a blast. And everyone be safe, and we'll see you on the third Friday of the month, next month, right here on the watch_DC node of Echolink. So we'll close the net for now. Thanks, everyone, and be safe. Have a great weekend. AB3WG.
JQQ.
Great job tonight, Chris. We're going to shut down here. We got thunderstorms here in Indy, so going to have to shut down the air station, which means no more internet. N3VVJ here from the Brickyard in Indianapolis. We'll be clear.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.